ballots being cast. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Primaries tonight in several states, including Kentucky, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, where both Republicans and Democrats are voting for Senate candidates.
Despite being the most well-known candidate on the ballot, celebrity physician and TV doctor Mehmet Oz banked his entire political campaign on being the so-called outsider ready to fight the establishment. Well, this morning, he cast his ballot in person, in fact, for the first time in his life in Pennsylvania. Oz said he's voted absentee in the past. Dr. Oz told us he's optimistic about tonight.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Dr. Oz has the endorsement of former President Trump. On the Democrat side, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is the top contender, though he suffered a stroke last week and had a procedure to put in a pacemaker today. In North Carolina, the race to watch is the one that would fill the seat currently held by Senator Richard Burr, who is retiring. Congressman Ted Budd has the Trump endorsement in the House. Congressman Madison Cawthorn's primary is being watched over Cawthorn's recent controversies. He has been stopped at airports twice for traveling with a weapon. The mayor of Buffalo, New York, offering condolences for the victims and calling for change after Saturday's mass shooting.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown echoing President Biden's words in the wake of a gunman killing 10, most of them black, at Topps grocery store, condemning white supremacy and hate.
I won't forget, and I won't let others forget what happened here in Buffalo, New York, what happened to my friends, what happened to my neighbors, what happened to my community.
Brown saying he thinks more needs to be done about hate speech on social media, calling the president's compassion meeting with the families of those killed powerful.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. 18-year-old Peyton Gendron has pled not guilty to murder charges. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A teen from the Cincinnati area is accused of shooting his dad.
The 15-year-old's mother, older brother, and defense attorney pleading with a Hamilton County juvenile court magistrate to release him, but the answer from the bench was not at this time. His mom wants him back at her home in Lexington, where cops arrested him last week after the shooting and recovering the gun. His dad appearing on camera in what appeared to be a hospital room with medical equipment, telling the judge, "He can't stay with me." It's pretty much self-explanatory. His older brother says he's not a bad kid. The eighth grader arraigned on charges of felonious assault and auto theft will remain at the county detention center. Another hearing is set for next Tuesday. CJ Papa, Fox News.
For guilty pleas in Seattle in a multi-million dollar scheme to manipulate Amazon Marketplace.
32-year-old Joseph Nielsen and 33-year-old Kristen Letissi, both of New York, entering guilty pleas in federal court in Seattle, admitting that they paid bribes between 2016 and 2020 to get Amazon employees and contractors to leak confidential data to, among other things, get suspended third-party sellers and product listings reinstated on the Amazon Marketplace to circumvent the company's restrictions on certain products and to manipulate customer reviews. Another defendant, Rohit Kadamaseti, pled guilty and was sentenced in February to 10 months in prison. Two other defendants faced trial in October. We're told a sixth remains on the run in India. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Far fewer Americans said I do during the first year of the pandemic when wedding plans were upended. The CDC says there were 1.7 million weddings in 2020, a drop of 17% from the year before and the lowest recorded since 1963. The drop was not exactly a surprise since the U.S. marriage rate had been on the decline since 2016. The CDC found that 46 states reported declines in marriage rates in 2020. Hawaii saw the largest drop in the country. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.